Heke Parate joins us for a kōrero. Heke has overseen the compilation of a very comprehensive report into slash the devastation that's been caused across the coast in the wake of Cyclone Gabrielle. Obviously, that devastated the Tairāwhiti and the Wairo and others along the east coast of the North Island. Heke is a former cabinet minister and headed the report into forestry slash woody debris and sediment in the Tairāwhiti and Wairo. Dave Brash, Matthew McCloy were additional panellists. Now, the report was titled Outrage to Optimism and says poor forestry practices have caused the industry to lose its social licence to operate. The report warns that Ngāti Pērā is in danger of becoming homeless and landless and that the government only has 5 to 10 years to reverse the situation. Tēnā koe, tūhene, Heke, it's great to have you on our program once again. Ngā mihi nui kā koe. Tēnā koe, Heke. It's really good to catch up with you again. And firstly, may I too congratulate you on the speed with which you've put this report together. But it does contain some scathing criticism of practices that have been the norm across decades, if not generations. Firstly, the time frame that you were asked to work to put the report together. It seems a comprehensive overview of the situation in what seems to be quite a limited time frame. Tell us about the process, if you'd be kind enough, please, Heke.
Yeah, I think that the people of Tairāwhiti and Wairoa wanted action and intensity as quickly as possible. We were given 8 weeks. We ended up having to ask for an extra week, and we approached it by devoting half of our 8 weeks to engaging with the people and communities of the Rohe. We flew over from Te Wairoa to Tararoa. We had hui in person and online. We had about 50 engagements over the period. We had to extend the amount of time because people wanted to be seen and heard, and we wanted to honour and respect that. So, yes, it's been an intense period. Our report was required to be, the terms of reference asked that our report be less than 50 pages, so we've come in at 44. However, there are 5 appendices for those who want to read the body of evidence, the background to the terms of reference, the file notes from all the hui, and the synopsis of submissions. Those will all be available later this week. So it is a well-evidenced, substantiated, well-referenced report. And I had this described to me by someone as punchy and practical. So I think we've achieved our aim of bringing this dreadful environmental and community situation into the public gaze.
Tēnā koe, Heke. It seems advantageous for someone like yourself who has lived experience of the realities faced by those who call, for instance, the East Coast home. Was it of benefit to you personally and to the formation of the report that you have lived in the area, know the lay of the land, know the struggles that the people who call, for instance, the Tairāwhiti home are facing as a result of these practices?
Yes, I got challenged at the outset, in fact, about my independence. And I was clear that I could be absolutely independent, but I wasn't impartial. I was committed at the outset to trying to achieve the best outcomes possible for Tairāwhiti and Te Wairoa. I was really ably assisted by 2 panellists. Dave Brash was the recovery manager for the Kaikoura earthquake, has a long and significant career in environmental management. And Matt McCloy was the first forestry engineer out of the University of Canterbury and has both a national and international reputation. And serendipitously, his first jobs were opening the Mangatū forest here and the forest up in Rotorua. So he too was familiar with forestry practice 25 years ago and was able to bring his knowledge to bear. So together with a secretariat made up of officials, many of whom were from Tūranganui and had connections into Wairoa, as well as being, of course, Wellington officials, we had a really good team. And We worked long and hard and felt very committed to our kaupapa. So I learned a lot about my own area, about this wider area as well. Forestry has been a big part of our communities. As many submitters said, it's put kai on the table and a roof over the heads of their families. So they didn't want to bag it. But nevertheless, we heard lots of stories behind the scenes of the experiences. Forestry started off as a solution back after Cyclone Bola. Again, ironically, I was an official in Prime Minister the Long East Advisory Group at the time and involved in that in those policies. It's become a problem now, exacerbated by very poor practices by some bad actors in the forestry sector. But there are others who are part of the forestry sector here who are trying very hard to be, you know, principled, practical, and still profit-making companies. But it needs to be all of them, not some of them. And it needs to be all of the time, not some of the time. And it needs to be on the land that can take pines, not on precipices and ridge lines and slopes that cannot bear the weight of them. Sorry. So there is absolutely an urgency to deal with this and to establish shared leadership in this part of the country between very strong mana whenua of the Turanga iwi and, of course, Ngāti Pro and the local authority, the Gisborne District Council. So, the solution is not just one cut-through recommendation. If there was such a thing that existed, we wouldn't have needed this report. So we really do need wise, shared, selfless, strategic leadership, and we need the forestry sector and other land users to apply common sense and partner with the environment and not simply try to profit from it.
Can we sense that there is a role for Māori mediation here? You've been very critical of the foresters, and you've touched on that too, planting in the wrong areas, very vulnerable land, and that foresters have lost their social licence, but also the council, by way of not stepping in when quite obviously there were problems with practice, that they too have been compliant. Now as we move forward, the critique is vast, and as you say, there are many bad actors involved here. Even the title of the kaupapa, Outrage to Optimism, suggests a way forward. How important Māori involvement here? I mean, it's mostly Māori who live in these parts, and do you sense that our people could provide good mediation between foresters, councils, and indeed mana whenua to chart a way forward here?
Oh, everybody's got to be involved. This is a blessed area. Well, I'd say that I'm mana whenua here. It is. We have probably the most complex environment in the country. There are parts that are similar to other parts of Aotearoa New Zealand, but we have the whole lot here, and that's why it's an emergency now. It's urgent that we attend to this environmental the challenges. So no, it's not one group of people or the other. All of us who live here have chosen to make this our home or have been here for a very, very long time. Mana whenua must absolutely be involved in the leadership of the region, together with the Gisborne District Council and other communities of interest. So it's not just one group or the other, it's everyone working together. And there's opportunities to do that with the reform of the Resource Management Act and the Spatial Planning Act, which provides for what they call a Tranche 1 community to become involved in a region-wide setting of strategy. So our report is very practical. It makes specific recommendations about who has parts to play and how that might happen. It's urgent that a woody debris task force be set up. Both Ngāti Pro and the Aitanga Amahaki and Ngaita Manuhiri have already done full risk assessments of their waterways and catchments. So now we really need some strong investment both in funding and in skills, and we're very pleased to hear that the government is making that. But there's more, and it has to happen urgently.
Thank you. And just finally, would you be prepared to put your skill set to the table in hoping to chart a better way for now that you've overseen the compilation of the report? Is there some more mahi you think you can do to add to the challenge ahead?
Well, I'm here now, and I'm living full-time on the coast, and I want to contribute in whatever way I can. I feel truly honoured to have been asked to undertake this role, chairing this panel, and so it has been both a personal and professional approach that I've been able to bring here. So yes, I'm absolutely committed. I've spent most of my professional career, well, all of my professional career, working for our country, around the country and around policy and internationally. And this time is absolutely for home.
Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us today, and indeed for the mahi you've put into the report, a comprehensive report. And at 44 pages, one of the best, I reckon, instead of some of the 120, 200-page reports that are quite common in governmental mahi. So all the best to you, Hekia, and thank you very much for sharing some kōrero this morning.
Kia ora.
Thank you so much. Hekia Parata.